as far as the injuries go, MAGA Josh would be the only injury. He's got a thigh strain is what he has. So other than that, we came out healthy. I think it's you know, it's pretty easy to observe what took place. Big plays from a defensive standpoint, their offense, and then on the offensive side. Take care of that. We're going to do that. This team has got great character. They're willing to work. You saw that throughout the game. And so, you know, I like this football team. We just got to eliminate some of these things. And in the National Football League, it's not as bad as you think and not as good as you think. And that's kind of how that works. There's a small margin between winning and losing. We got to tighten that up, and then we'll be doing okay from there. Time yours.
What can you do about Alex having more of a chance to not get hit in the sacks? I mean, it just seems like
it's too much. We've got to tighten that up. We've got to keep working on it. We're young in some spots and inexperienced in some spots. You know, I never say it's a long season, but that you expect and the improvement to continue to take place there as we go forward. There's a good defensive front, which isn't an excuse, you know. But we got to keep getting better, and that's the bottom line.
And just the flip side of that, it seems like you guys aren't generating much of a pass rush, or at least not frequently enough. Can you identify what that's doing to you by not having?
Yeah, well, against good quarterbacks, you've got to try to get as much pressure as you possibly can on him. Now, he moved around a little bit when he had the pressure. I thought he extended the plays a couple times and made big plays from that. And that's kind of what I was talking about. Big plays can get you there. And so I thought he did a good job of that. I thought our guys were working hard, and they were close. I mean, they were close to being right there. We just lost contain a couple instances there. So. Yeah, we did. You know, you don't want to give the ball back. At the same time, you want to make sure that you score. Then the clock. You know, there was a time where I thought it was going to be bumped. And obviously, it wasn't. There was another time where they put 4 seconds back on. I thought it should have been more. So I mean, there were instances there. So. That normally take place, but that, you know, that's part of the game. So you keep on with it.
I know how that's always going to talk. Yeah, but is there anything you could have or would have done different now with that, given hindsight in the situation?
Not in that situation, no. I thought we had it right down. We had it down to about 30, between 38 and 36 seconds. Called use a timeout there. Gave us opportunities to shoot it potentially in the, you know, in the end zone. It didn't work. I mean, that's not what took place. And that should be plenty of time. And listen, when it works, it's a beautiful thing. When it doesn't look very good. So that was the situation there.
You guys have another nice drive.
1-9-15,
getting into their territory. I think it was 4th and 10. You guys kicked the field goal. I was curious if you
wanted to do one. Yeah, well, you know, why we kicked the field goal or? Yeah, well, it was a distance thing. We felt like if we kick that field goal, then we come back and you need another field goal plus a touchdown plus a 2-point play right there, and you're right in the mix. I think that's the one you're talking about. So, without reviewing it, but that was a situation. Yeah, listen, I thought we did some good things. I mean, we did some good things. You've got to take care of business. You cross that 50-yard line, you got to take care of business. I'm not pointing. Listen, I'm the one that's guiding that ship there. So you can't have penalties. You can't have minus plays, sacks. You know, whatever takes place in that area, you can't do that. It's tough enough having one of those situations during a drive, let alone on that side of the ball. So put you in a big time bind when you're playing a good football team. And so I know we're capable of not doing those things, and we're going to get it right. We're going to keep working hard. That's what we're going to do, and we'll get it right as we go here.
Andy, it's so early in the season that maybe you don't even think about the record right now, but do you worry at all about guys focusing on record?
You can't. Yeah. Listen, we talk about those things. You just focus on the team you're playing. you know, that's how this works. I have a lot of trust in this locker room, so and I have trust in the coaches. We've all got to do a little better job. Let's start with me. We all got to do a little better job here and get this right.
You made a change in your offensive line today. Why?
Sometimes I think, and I'm talking about Larry, I think sometimes you can take a step back to step forward. Larry's one of the toughest guys we have on our football team. He just doesn't have as much experience as maybe some of the other guys. I like what Zach has been doing. So it gave Zach an opportunity to step in and to play. I'll go back and look at it. I didn't watch him the whole game there, obviously, but I'll look at the tape there. I think for the most part, he did a pretty good job.
And what about West instead?
Yeah, again, we like what Sharkhandrick's been doing. Some of the things we also like Nile. On certain situations, though, we have the flexibility to use them all. In those situations, we chose to go with Sharkhandrick. We haven't lost confidence in Nile. You saw some of the things we were doing with him, and I think Sharkhandrick does a pretty good job with those things.
And I know you're going to watch the film of the O-line play, just to the naked eye. Can you kind of assess how you did? I know we were 5 seconds.
Yeah, listen, there were some good things. You can't have the negative plays on the best thing I can give you is that you just can't have negative plays on the on that side of the ball on the, that side of the field at the 50. One of which I called the play and it was dropped for a big one on the around. So I mean we've all got a piece of it. I thought the offensive line, there were some good things. There were some things we need to keep working on. I think we'll continue to get better as a season goes on, and that's what I'm banking on.
Can you run us through what happened in the game after the timeout? Just what happened?
Yeah, well, that's what I thought you were talking about before. But the clock would be bumped. They were spotting it, and the clock was rolling, but it didn't take place. And